Hi, and welcome to the 91st episode of the Machine Ethics Podcast. In this episode, we have another bonus volume of answers to one of the questions we always ask our interviewees: what scares you about AI? You'll hear from 10 of our interviewees recorded over the last year or two, and in this order, you'll hear from Sarah Brin on companies' economic growth over anything else and labour rights, Ryan Carrier of power in the hands of very few, Roger Spitz on the velocity of technology progress and our awareness of it, Richard Baser Yates on consciousness and the lack of emotional intelligence, Nadia Piet on narratives of AI, Mark Cockleburr on totalitarianism, Mark Steen on the climate crisis, Wendell Wallach on the small number of people doing stupid things and mistakes of cognitive attribution, Alex Schwarzman on copyright issues with Gen AI, rounded off by Dr. Marie Oldfield on making a better world. If you enjoy this episode, you can find more at machine-ethics.net. You can contact us at hello@machine-ethics.net. You can follow us on X or Twitter, machine_ethics, Instagram, Machine Ethics Podcast, YouTube at machine-ethics. And if you can, you can support us on Patreon, patreon.com/machine-ethics. Hope you enjoy.
And yeah, the stuff that scares me is, you know, we've seen a lot of tech companies that prioritize economic growth above everything else. And so why would the approach to AI be different? Which is why I've been outspoken about labor rights and protections for individuals whose work might be impacted by AI itself.
Well, I'm still scared about the power and control being wielded by some. You just mentioned GDPR, and GDPR is an excellent law for protecting data. Here's my problem with it. I don't think anyone in the world is compliant with GDPR, not one entity. So it's great to have the law, but until we're all complying with that law in a robust fashion, I still have fear, right? I still have concern about how data is being used and appropriately protected.
What scares me is indeed, as you say, things we've touched upon, which is we can't ignore the trajectory and velocity of machines learning fast and what that means. And we can't ignore the way our current educational systems, governance structures, and incentives are driving the outcomes of the world and are relying on a stable, predictable, and linear world, which is not the one we live in. If we add to that some of the drivers of change, which are self-reinforcing and which are kind of more on the dangerous side of the spectrum of neutrality, you're moving towards humanity, which is potentially less and less able to keep the kind of clock from midnight. If you take, you know, the midnight clock with the zero being by our friends at the, you know, atomic agency or whatever, who keep their midnight clock, and it's currently very close to midnight. And, you know, what scares me is how little it can take, especially in unpredictable, complex, nonlinear environments, for anything to overflow. And I'm including that even society, even the US, you know, the difference between the US and Venezuela, I don't know how much, or the UK or anything. Or nuclear bombs or other events we do. So I really, it's that duality, the paradoxes, the tensions and all that. And the starting point is kind of the awareness of some of the things we're doing. Then we need to have the agency to do something about it. But one of the reasons we're writing what we're writing and doing the programs we're doing and why I got interested in these topics is also because I feel that there's not sufficient awareness, whether it's decision makers or simply the 8 billion people on Earth, around these topics. And if you're not aware of them, you're that much less likely to do something about it.
Now, what scares me is exactly the opposite. Is having very good technical people that don't have too much emotional intelligence, and they're seeing things that, for example, I think was in The Economist, a very senior Google fellow, that you see steps to consciousness in language models. But language models don't understand what they read, and they don't understand what they write. So this is like, I don't know, it's wishful thinking. I don't know exactly what's the difference between the human brain, what is real about consciousness. Not even neuroscientists know what is consciousness.
Mm-hmm.
And we will try to decide if machines can be conscious or not.
So what I hope will not happen is this, very deep, like, monopoly that some big tech companies are having on AI, and that being the main driver and narrative. Because from that point of view, the systems that do come into our lives, even if they work flawlessly, like computationally, they will just have values embedded that will drive us like more apart and more out of ourselves and out of each other, like not in a, you know, a future I want.
What I'm really afraid of is that these technologies will be combined with the worst of human tendencies and risks, and, you know, politically that is, I think, authoritarianism and totalitarianism. And so if that combination happens, then I'm really worried, because then we have these powerful tools in the hands of that kind of regimes, and the kind of people who also want to turn our liberal democracies into their kind of systems. So that I'm really worried about. But I think we don't need to be hopeless or desperate about this, and just, you know, work towards strengthening our democracies, and also making sure that the technologies like AI and robotics we develop are developed in a way that's both ethically and politically sustainable.
Yeah, what scares me is many of these big industries that exacerbate the climate crisis. I don't have to spell them out, but you can think of the fossil industry, etc., etc. That reasonably scares me.
My concern is that we will never get a handle on managing these technologies, and they're going to be applied willy-nilly, and they're going to be applied in ways that serve the interests of small elites at the expense of humanity as a whole. So it's not like I sit here fearful of artificial superintelligence. I'm less concerned with artificial and superintelligence than forms of intelligence that humans attribute more intelligence to than the systems really have, and therefore they put them in positions of making critical decisions.
So I think that there's a tremendous amount of potential in AI technology that is outside of the realm of art, right? Like the problems that we're having with it kind of encroaching on the art world primarily are ethical problems. The problems with how the models were trained, and that there's a strong argument to be made that anything that it spits out is theft and is not copyrightable anyway.
I'm not scared, because I see it as a really good challenge. I see it as something that there's a lot to be done in terms of technology, but I think that there are a lot of benefits from it as well. So we shouldn't be scared of it. We should move forward and see it as something that we can use as humans to not necessarily improve our lives, but to our benefit. And we should look at these challenges and we should address them, and then be able to move forward into a world that is slightly better than the one that we're in now.